AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The debate in the House is over whether Speaker Kevin McCarthy should be replaced.
Yes, I think it's time to make a change.
Arizona's Andy Biggs is one of the leaders of the effort. There are others, like Oklahoma's Tom Cole, who oppose this motion to vacate.
Honestly, they're willing to plunge this body into chaos and this country into uncertainty for reasons that only they really understand. I certainly don't.
Florida's Matt Gaetz objects to the word chaos.
I don't think voting against Kevin McCarthy is chaos. I think $33 trillion in debt is chaos. I think that facing a $2.2 trillion annual deficit is chaos. I think that not passing single subject spending bills is chaos.
This was the first time the House had actually voted to consider removing its speaker. LaFonza Butler from California was sworn in today as the newest member of the Senate, replacing the late Dianne Feinstein. She is only the third black female senator in history. A judge in New York imposed a limited gag order on Donald Trump after the former president disparaged a key court staffer during his civil business fraud trial. Trump has been vocal.
The institutions that were paid off, they were paid up, they were done, they made money, they had no fraud. It was absolutely no fraud.
Trump recirculated a disparaging social media post about the judge's principal law clerk. Donald Trump's campaign is calling on the Republican National Committee to cancel all remaining presidential primary debates and instead refocus manpower on defeating Joe Biden next year. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty in Delaware to 3 gun charges. An official says India told Canada to remove 41 of 62 diplomats in the country, ramping up a confrontation over Canada's accusations India may have been involved in the killing of a Sikh separatist leader in Vancouver. This is AP News. Pandas are playing a role in U.S.-China diplomacy.
The 3 pandas at the National Zoo are set to return to China in early December, and the only pandas left in the U.S. at the Atlanta Zoo will go late next year. China shows no signs of renewing the 50-year-old exchange agreement, and Dennis Wilder for the Initiative for U.S.-China Dialogue on Global Issues at Georgetown University says it can be a punitive measure from Beijing.
Now, the Chinese are angry with us. They're angry over the semiconductor restrictions, the number of sanctions that the Biden administration has placed on Chinese individuals, problems Chinese have now getting visas to the United States. So it could well be possible that they're trying to send a signal.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
The Colorado Supreme Court says it will hear the case of a Christian baker who refused to make a cake celebrating a gender transition. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.